today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Glory to God. We don't want to hear that kind of message. We just want to hear now faith is. But I'm here to tell you now faith is the substance or the cross on your shoulder that you must drag through a situation. And it's not lifted just because you prayed or because you want it to lift. You got to drag it until he says you drag it enough. He's going to allow you to drag it until you get to your own Golgotha, get nailed to it, and die on it so life can be extended to others.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, God Loves Our Vets. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 15, verses 12 through 14.
John chapter 15, verse 12 through 14 is our text. It is on the screen. For those that are watching around the world, please like and share. Like it on Facebook and share. Verse 12 reads like this: My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. Look close at verse 13. Greater love hath no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. As we honor Veterans Day 2023, today's message in our early service is entitled, God Loves Our Vets. God Loves Our Vets. Father, thank you for every veteran, for every descendant, every dependent, for every wife and children that sacrifice along with servicemen, for every wife or husband that works with the wife who's in active duty, and family members that must give up a portion of themselves to accommodate, travel, to associate with a society that they may not be familiar with. For there are many adversaries on every base. There are many traps and vices outside of the gates. You alone are worthy of the highest praise. So thank you for protecting vets, but also families. And thank you for preserving life and causing less blood to be spilled in the soil. As I teach today, I pray that you would lift the hearts of those who sacrifice for our freedom. And I call into order, Father, disorder and chaos. And I thank you for preservation and protection for veterans and their families. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. So I pray that you would ignite something in every believer that's on the battlefield as well. And Father, help us to understand how vital we are. How vital we are to the nation that doesn't know you, and a world who has drifted away from your precepts. Holy Spirit, cover us all, save the lost, heal the broken, protect, honor, extend, and bless. And we will give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap those hands and give him the glory. God loves our vets. John chapter 15 is not one of the synoptic gospel writers. He paints a different portrait of Jesus. In the 15th chapter, he is the true vine. And he talks to us about abiding in the vine. And if you do, you will bring forth much fruit. He also talks about when you are in the vine, the gardener comes in to prune and to protect and to cultivate the garden. and to make sure that limbs that are not bringing forth fruit are cut away. But he also prunes limbs that are bringing forth, that it might bring forth more. Many of us are not familiar with the cutting of the Lord, that God can cut you back or cause you not to step into something that you deserve because he's pruning you so that you can produce more. He will turn, as it were, symbolically his back on the ones that are producing. That's the pruning of the Lord, the cutting back of those that are producing that they can produce more. We never look for God to be balanced or fair. He's God, and he knows what he's doing. And so allow God to prune where he needs to prune and to cut where he needs to cut, because he's always thinking about fruit bearing and your future fruit bearing. That's where he is. We're concerned with the cutting that we feel today. God is concerned about your future. And here in verse 13, he says, greater love has no man than this, than for a man to lay down his life for his friends. One of the things that our veterans do, and they're trained to do this when they first enter into the military, is to get ready to sacrifice. No one really wants to do or give their life for a friend. But there are times in your life where you may have to give up something you desire or something that you need or something that you want on behalf of someone else's growth, protection, and expansion. That is a great sacrifice, and the world doesn't know this kind of sacrifice. It is exemplified in our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. But Paul said to the Philippian church, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he took upon himself no reputation. And he said, well, he emptied himself, and he said within himself, glory to God, that I'm going to decrease that my people would increase. And he took upon the likeness of men, came in flesh, died on the cross for us. Because he made that move, sacrificed himself for others, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord of all. But must Jesus bear his cross alone? And let all of us just have a good time in America and receive all of the accolades and always have what we want. It is not so with those who follow him. And for those who have been chosen, for those that carry a mantle and an imprint of him, for those that he snatched out the fire, he allows some of us to carry in our body the dying of the Lord, that life will be extended to others. Glory to God. We don't want to hear that kind of message. We just want to hear now faith is. But I'm here to tell you now faith is the substance or the cross on your shoulder that you must drag through a situation. And it's not lifted just because you pray or because you want it to lift. You got to drag it until he says you drag it enough. He's going to allow you to drag it until you get to your own Golgotha, get nailed to it and die on it so life can be extended to others. Glory to God. I know that's not familiar and I know it's not popular, but it is the truth. And this is Truth Revealed International Ministries. And I'm raising up leaders who are following Jesus. And all of us have a scar in our flesh, glory to God, that we had to deal with. Get your attitude out of the way. Stop getting your face unsaved. Start smiling every once in a while. Let God work with you. He's giving you something to shout about. God has his hands on your life. And if you don't understand the feel or the spin in life, trust the fact that his hands are still on you. I don't like to spin either, but God's hands are on my life. And I'll preach myself happy. Why is it important to celebrate vets? Well, the U.S. military
its capabilities, the capabilities of the U.S. military, not only protects the continental United States and the citizens that are in this nation, but it extends beyond that. It also protects us from direct threats. It also protects us from direct threats, whether that is submarines off the coast of D.C. Anybody ever seen the movie Hunt for Red October? Well, before you watch the movie, read the book by Tom Clancy. When he wrote it, the CIA visited him to see, how do you get this kind of knowledge? How do you get this kind of knowledge about technology? And this is 20 some odd years ago, when Tom Clancy, one of the greatest authors on the face of the earth, and if you ain't got nothing to do, go and look at some of his books, like The Patriots Games and The Hunt for Red October, which is a description of a submarine that Russia built that has some type of caterpillar type engine. In other words, you can't hear it. It deals with sonar, and it can move through the waters, get off the shore, and drop nuclear bombs on any city around the world. It's called The Hunt for Red October. And when one of their military geniuses defected from Russia, they tried to sink him. And America, in the book, gave him an opportunity to come into our shores, into safe harbors, and find peace and safety right here in the United States. You got to read it, because it'll blow your mind. But there's technology out there that's too far from us. It's beyond us. You're looking at what you have in your arsenal, but America has some type of bombs that can take out states strategically, cities, not just blocks, but states. And the president just unveiled to some of the major leaders in the world a new nuclear bomb that's strategic. Glory to God. And it's huge. It's worse than Hiroshima and what you saw that was dropped on Japan. Whole city was blown away. We're talking about something that can stop oxygen. In other words, take oxygen out the air and everybody fall because they can't breathe. That's the kind of technology that's out there. I don't know why anybody would want to see war right now. The reason why you have a military is because not only has America advanced to be the top one in the nation, right? In the world, the top military in the world. But we got other ones like China that are growing as well. The largest naval presence is China right now. They have more ships. But it's not in the many, it's in the quality. Because we have bombs that can take ships out like that. It's not about all of that. It's not about how many you got. It's the strategic plan and the ability of our military to face any foe around us. So what is he talking about? What does that got to do with God? I'll get to it. Okay. I got to lay the foundation for you so you'll understand and appreciate vets. We thank God for our veterans and their families that sacrifice their lives. Thank you, Jesus. These are men and women. I thank you for Jesus. He did it, but he also put something in place where people are sacrificing their lives as well. Our military is here. The United States military is here to maintain peace around the world, peace through strength, to give us stability in the region, not only for the continental United States, but for all of our interests, like Puerto Rico. It may not be a state, but it's our interest. Glory to God. I wish America had jurisdiction over the Dominican Republic and over Haiti. I wish we had that. I wish somehow, some way, billions of dollars could go into Haiti to build it back. Thank you, Lord. I wish we had an influence in Cuba. But right now, it is a communist state. Communist nation, and China is trying to build a base there now, Russia as well. I'm talking about 90 miles away from our shores, nuclear capability. While we're sitting there singing Kumbaya, you better thank God for the United States military. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's important because the United States military protects us. We know ultimately God does. But if you're only looking at God, what about other nations in Africa that are being overrun? He's still God, right? The fastest growing church in America is in the nation of Iran. It's underground. The largest and fastest growing church, Christian church in the world, is not in America. It's happening underground in Iran. Jesus is visiting Muslims. Thank you, Lord. This is a phenomenon. And I wish I could tell you about a dream I had about 12 years ago, but I may need to hold it so nobody else will write it. I need to write it. But God is visiting Muhammad. Jesus is coming to Muhammad. Not the one who wrote the Quran. There are many people like Muhammad Ali. There's a person named Muhammad that Jesus is revealing himself to. Glory to God. Personally, that will be a Christian. World renowned. Thank you, God. Whew. Thank you, God. The fastest growing church is under pressure. Notice the church don't grow, even in the early church, until there was a threat. They were comfortable with staying in Jerusalem until the threat came and it caused them to spread. When the threat came, they spread. It's the same thing with the Christian church. If we're comfortable with AC and the way things are going, we will never ever see God. It's when he starts choking things out and he takes away the stuff we love and things that don't go right, glory to God. Then we begin to call on the name of the Lord and he sends help to us. We're just built that way. We celebrate our military because it allows us to honor the people who sacrifice themselves. I want you to think about anybody that's retired from the military. Not only is that retiree important, but their spouse is important because they had to put up with all kind of bull and you put the rest behind it. God is fixing me. He's helping me out. God is helping me. It's not the things I say, it's the things that came to my mind and I didn't say it. That's what you need to see. That's why we need to say to our loved ones, you are appreciated. Lady, you are appreciated. We need to appreciate not only the ones who are on the front lines, but the ones who put up with the ones who are on the front lines and all of the shifts and changes that go along with it, from deployment to being left alone to raising children to dealing with all kind of issues or sickness. When you got to pack up everything and move, you got to cut loose ties that you've had and develop new ones. This is not easy. And a lot of people wind up in divorce just from the military experience. It is not friendly to family. The worst thing you can do is get married as soon as you get in the military. You got to give yourself some time to get, watch this, acclimated. Hello, Joseph. How you doing? I knew I called your name. He don't like his name called. I didn't even see you, but just now. Joseph Allen. You are appreciated. Say that, you are appreciated. Right. That's bigger than a dinner. That means you come first. You sacrifice with me. You walk with me through the storm. I'm not just taking you to dinner. You come first. Well, I'll preach myself happy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we do honor those who sacrifice. It's something else to get up at 5 every morning and have to go in and watch, listen to racists tell you what to do. You know they're racist, but you still have to submit to them. In the Marine Corps, you never say, oh, I ain't doing that. That's a no-no in the Marines. If they say jump, you don't say why. You say how high? How high? That's how you program. The best way to deal with a boss that's racist is to do exactly what they tell you to do fast. I need you to pick that up. Sure, bam, bow, two. What else? You take away their storm and their power. It's when you what? That's when you get in trouble. The Bible says agree with your adversary quickly. You'll cut out all strife, all this. Oh, you messed me up. Don't ever talk to me that way. You don't understand. There's a way and a wisdom to deal with them. Just comply quickly. Don't resist. Comply quickly. It takes away their powers. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you for the word. The Department of Defense, it's a fence or barrier around our nation for the purpose of protecting the nation. A whole Department of Defense that has several agencies in it, like the Air Force and the Navy and the Coast Guard and the Marines and the National Guard, and the beat goes on. They're governed by the Department of Defense. All of these agencies work together, having their sphere of influence and expertise to make sure we're protected. But what I want you to see is not defense. I want you to see a fence. Defense, D-E-F-E-N-S-E, dash fence, F-E-N-C-E. I want you to see a fence. He always surrounds me. This is why I love the way worship is moving here in the church, because these worship leaders have no clue about what I'm about to preach. But you're worthy of the highest praise with all my love. You alone are worthy of my highest praise, because when everybody else is seeing what happens in the fence, you are the fence that protects us so we can have good things in the fence. Thank you, Lord. Lord, build a fence all around me. Build a wall all around me. And the Department of Defense is a fence for our nation. The Constitution is a fence for our nation's governance. The laws are basically can change from one generation to the next, but don't move the fence. Don't move the ancient landmarks. Don't move what's right. Don't move away from what God has established. Thank you, Lord. So a fence is a barrier erected to confine. A barrier erected to confine or exclude. A fence is a barrier erected to confine or exclude people or animals. The wild. Thank you, Lord. It also defines boundaries. It can exclude people, animals, and it defines boundaries. Why is excluding some people necessary? If some people came into your territory, they would not be kind to it like you are. That's why everybody can't have access into yours. Thank you, Lord. They didn't earn it. They have no equity. They wouldn't know how to deal with what you paid for. Glory to God. People ride by your house, look at it and say, wow, wow, and they feel some kind of way. Some say, I wish I had that, but it's really more than that. Why do they have it?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, God Loves Our Vets, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2311-0508. That's reference number 2311-0508.
Truth Reveal's worship art department is expanding, and we have a place for you. We want you on our team if you sing or play keys, drums, or lead bass guitar. Email worship@truthreveal.org for more information. Thanksgiving is a little over 2 weeks away, and Truth Reveal wants to make this memorable. If you are a single parent or facing difficult circumstances this holiday season, please contact Barbette Williams to be a recipient of this year's turkey giveaway. Email ced@truthreveal.org for details. Trim Nation, it is time to level up your financial knowledge at the Financial IQ Seminar scheduled for Saturday, November 18th at 10 a.m. It all takes place at Truth Reveal, so save the date. Calling all Abishai-inspired men, mark your calendar for Lift 321, the 2024 Men's Advance Reloaded on Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th. Save the date and schedule a reminder, since you do not want to miss this experience.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.